we're going to take a wild virus and we're going to make it more pathogenic, more virulent, more deadly, and then we're going to develop a vaccine for that. And that's classic gain-of-function research. Why are they doing that? You know, why? What is the rationale for them doing that? The only real rationale, if you think about it, is to develop bioweapons and then develop a defense to those bioweapons. So that's what they were doing, and Anthony Fauci was given a 68% raise by the military because of these new military responsibilities. He continued to do that to 2014, and that year, three of the bugs escaped. In high-profile escapes from three different labs in the United States, really deadly bugs escaped or were found in unsafe circumstances. And 300 scientists sent a letter to President Obama asking him to shut down Anthony Fauci's research on gain-of-function, saying that it was highly likely that he would start a global pandemic with this kind of very dangerous research. And President Obama issued a moratorium and shut down 18 of the worst projects by Anthony Fauci, or ordered them shut. In the end, he really didn't shut them. He instead moved the research offshore, where he would be out of the oversight of these troublesome scientists, the 300 scientists, a group that called itself the Cambridge Working Group, and of the White House officials. And the major lab offshore that they moved this research, there were other ones too, they moved research to Ukraine, to the former Soviet state of Georgia. But some of the worst research, they moved to a Chinese lab that was run by the Chinese military, the Wuhan lab in Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China.